February 6, a voluntary sacrifice. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:20. How earnestly Christ prosecuted the work of our salvation. What devotion his life revealed as he sought to give value to fallen man by imputing to every repenting, believing sinner the merits of his spotless righteousness. How untiringly he worked in the temple and the synagogue, in the streets of the cities, in the marketplace, in the workshop, by the seaside, among the hills. He preached the gospel and healed the sick. He gave all there was of himself that he might work out the plan of redeeming grace. Christ was under no obligation to make this great sacrifice. Voluntarily he pledged himself to bear the punishment due to the transgressor of his law. His love was his only obligation, and without a murmur he endured every pang and welcomed every indignity that was part of the plan of salvation. The life of Christ was one of unselfish service, and his life is our lesson book. The work that he began we are to carry forward. With his life of toil and sacrifice before him, can those who profess his name hesitate to deny self, to lift the cross and follow him? He humbled himself to the lowest depths that we might be lifted to the heights of purity and holiness and completeness. He became poor that he might pour into our poverty-stricken souls the fullness of his riches. He endured the cross of shame that he might give us peace and rest and joy and make us partakers of the glory of his throne. Shall we not give back to God all that he has redeemed, the affections he has purified and the body that he has purchased, to be kept unto sanctification and holiness? True Christianity diffuses love through the whole being. It touches every vital part, the brain, the heart, the helping hands, the feet, enabling men to stand firmly where God requires them to stand. We can reveal the likeness of our divine Lord. We can know the science of spiritual life. We can glorify God in our bodies and our spirits, which are his.